to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio. Funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Edvard Grieg, born June 15th, 1843. I'll tell you more about him after we hear his best-known song, known in English simply as I Love You. He wrote it when courting Nina, who was the singer for whom Grieg wrote his 170 songs. You can imagine she married him. You can find the translations of tonight's songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This song, known also as Jeg Elsker Dig, will be performed by three historic Scandinavian singers of the past. Can you recognize their voices?
Time.
have the greatest voices of the 20th century and all Scandinavians. First, Norwegian, Kirsten Flagstad with Edwin MacArthur, recorded in 1936. Then the Great Dane, Laurits Melchior with Ignaz Strasfogel from 1937, and finally the Swede, Birgit Nilsson with Leo Taubman, recorded in 1961. Melchior sang Grieg's Jeg elsker dig in Danish, Nilsson in Swedish. These northern languages are similar enough that you may not have noticed the differences. That song, more often sung and recorded than any other, and frequently performed at weddings, probably made Grieg's fortune. Short pieces were his specialty. From Grieg's Norwegian Dances, we heard the Allegretto played by the Iceland Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Petri Sakari. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to celebrate the birthday of Edvard Grieg, who said, "When I write songs, my principal goal is not to compose music, but to do justice to the poet's most intimate intentions. My task is to allow the text to speak, indeed, to allow it to speak in a heightened manner. If I have accomplished this, then the music itself has succeeded." Let's see if another famous Grieg song lives up to this high demand. This is The Swan. To see the translation, just crank up your iPad and go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Thank you.
Control. That was Birgit Nilsson, best known as Isolde or Brunhilde, scaling down her voice for The Swan by Grieg. Her pianist was Leo Taubman. The comparison recording is the orchestrated version of The Swan sung by Bo Skovus. Bo Skovus was the baritone, and the Danish National Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Michael Schönwandt in Grieg's The Swan. Let's liven things up with one of the lyric pieces by Grieg. Thank you. That was Emil Gilels playing Cobalt or Puck from the lyric pieces for piano by Grieg. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, at the same time we celebrate Grieg's birthday, we have a chance to hear the great Scandinavian voices of the past and present. Certainly in our own time, Anne-Sophie von Otter is one of the mezzo-sopranos that has won our hearts and respect. We'll hear her now in From Monte Pincio. For those of you not following the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins, I'll tell you a bit about this wonderful poetry. The glow of sunset transfigures nature and buildings, noisy people, flirting. As night approaches, silence falls, Rome arises. Music for a newly married couple, while some longings go to childlike rest, others awaken and smile. Anne Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberry in Grieg's From Monte Pincio. In its orchestrated version, we'll hear Håkon Haugegaard. Grieg's From Monte Pincio in its orchestrated version, sung by Håkan Haggegård with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nami Järvi. Now a song the Grieg orchestrated without the voice. That was a Grieg song without the singer. He used his song Wounded as an orchestra movement from two elegiac melodies. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble performed. Now let's return to what Singing and Other Sins does best, the presentation of art song. In a live performance, another of Scandinavia's wonders, Nikolai Geda, sings Hidden Love.
Sie liebt's, ob es kühlen müsste.
A live recital from 1971 with Nikolai Gedda and Jeffrey Parsons in Hidden Love by Grieg. The comparison recording is by Monica Grop, who has recorded the complete songs of Grieg on 6 CDs. From the Complete Songs of Grieg, we heard Monica Grop in Hidden Love. Her pianist was Ilmo Ranta. Earlier, we heard one of Grieg's elegiac melodies. The other one is The Last Spring, which prepares us for another of his famous songs. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble performed Grieg's The Last Spring. And now we'll hear it in the original version with Solveig Kringelborn.
Alt det var evig atter fikk sjå.
Solveig Kringelborn and Malcolm Martineau performed The Last Spring by Grieg. This has a melancholy aspect of one who is literally witnessing what will be his last spring, perhaps with beauty that he never before recognized. The resignation and realization is stated, "Let it be thus. Many beautiful things I enjoyed in my life, more I received than what I deserved, and all things must come to an end." Now we'll hear Barbara Bonney in the orchestrated version of Grieg's The Last Spring.
Tresum der Blumen arbo, egal.
Barbara Bonney with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Naomi Järvi, in Grieg's The Last Spring. We'll close with Grieg's A Dream, performed by Kirsten Flagstad. Schauwecker. Before that, the same song with Kirsten Flagstad and the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Warwick Braithwaite. This has been a Grieg birthday celebration. Next week, Art Songs of Living Composers. Remember, the Art Song contest information can be found on hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. I'm Gary Hickling. Aloha.